AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Democratic presidential ticket makes their debut in Philadelphia tonight. Kamala Harris has chosen the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, to be her running mate. Dan Myers is a political science professor at the University of Minnesota.
Harris probably looked at a candidate like Walz and said, this is someone who's been through the electoral ringer, who has shown that he can handle the pressure of an intense campaign, and who's had everything that both the right and the left in terms of his primary challenger in 2018 can throw at him. And has come through, relatively unscathed.
Meantime, Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, says Walz is way too liberal.
I think that what Tim Walz's selection says is that Kamala Harris has bent the knee to the far left of her party, which is what she always does.
The stock market bounced back after big losses yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 294 points. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if a recession is near.
While we've seen some volatility, we admit that, we have seen that, our broader economy remains resilient.
The governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster, says Tropical Storm Debbie hasn't been as bad as feared. But he warned the flooding threat could continue long after the slow-moving system moves on. Debbie is also soaking the coast of Georgia. It is spinning back out to sea and is expected to slowly churn just off South Carolina for more than 24 hours. Forecasters expect 10 to 15 inches of rain. Elon Musk's social media platform, X, is suing a group of advertisers, alleging a massive advertiser boycott deprived the company of billions of dollars in revenue and violated antitrust laws. More gold on the track for the U.S. in Paris. Gabby Thomas sped to victory in the women's 200 meters. She won the bronze in the same event 3 years ago in Tokyo. Also, American Cole Hacker won gold in the men's 1500 meters. This is AP News. A Chinese-American scholar was convicted in the U.S. for using his role as a pro-democracy activist to gather information on dissidents for the Chinese government.
A federal jury in New York delivered its verdict Tuesday in the case of Xuzhuin Wang. Prosecutors say Wang lived a double life for over a decade at the behest of China's main intelligence agency. He pleaded not guilty, and his lawyers portrayed him as a gregarious academic with nothing to hide. Julie Walker, New York.
22 poets around the country each will receive $50,000 grants from the Mellon Foundation for spreading the word about poetry. Michigan laureate Nandy Comer's billboard project includes excerpts from Michigan poets and a QR code directing readers to the Library of Michigan's website. Kansas laureate Tracy Brimhall hopes to bring chefs and poets together for a state community cookbook. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.